Today, about 65 Illinois newspapers printed editorials, a dozen on their front pages, calling for the Republican governor and Democratic lawmakers to solve a budget stalemate that, as of this week, has been going on for a year. Joining us via Skype from Springfield, Illinois, is Angie Muse, executive editor of the State Journal Register, one of the papers that ran an editorial. And Angie, how did this joint effort come together among so many newspapers?
Well, Illinois has, of course, been without a budget since July 1st, 2015. And during that time, the SJR editorial board, like many newspapers around the state, we've editorialized and editorialized. And I frankly think no one thought it would go on this long, but it has. And we felt that we needed to do something a little more dramatic to convey the seriousness that we're now approaching if we get to Friday with no budget for the second year. So it began as maybe we should do a front page editorial, which is something that the State Journal Register has not done in at least 30 years, possibly ever. Then we began reaching out to some of the other newspapers owned by Gatehouse Media in Illinois. And, you know, their editorial boards were very quick to jump onto the concept that we all publish on the same day. And that spurred us to work with the Illinois Press Association and reach out to all the newspapers in the state to see if they were also interested in doing some kind of editorial today as lawmakers return to Springfield.
And for people who are outside of Illinois or haven't been following this closely, just give us a couple of the key points of how seriously this has affected the state over the last year, having no budget.
Sure. Some things have been covered through court orders, including the state workers' salaries. But cities and towns, for instance, the city of Springfield is owed several million dollars in electric and water bills. The United Way of Central Illinois last week did a survey that found that approximately 1 million people have been directly affected by social service agencies having to cut back their services because they, too, are not getting the funding. The state's higher education system, colleges and universities have not been getting their funding. There have been hundreds of layoffs. You know, there's a couple that there's serious concerns about whether they'll even be able to keep operating in the fall. And then more than 130,000 need-based college aid applicants have been denied their grants. And initially, a lot of colleges were trying to front that money to those students, but they have now reached the point that without state funding of their own, they're having to cut off these need-based grants to college students.
And meanwhile, the state's credit rating has been downgraded, and that only makes the problem worse because it makes it more expensive for the state to go out and borrow money.
Exactly. And the state is also racking up millions of dollars in interest on the late bills that it's paying.
Do you think that something will finally happen as a result of your editorial and the editorials of other papers around the state?
I don't know if it will be as a result of our editorials. The governor and the four top legislative leaders met for several hours yesterday. They said they were optimistic, but they have dueling bills. They're several hundred million dollars apart. The governor raised the prospect earlier in the week that if we don't have at least a stopgap bill, the state's correction system is saying it doesn't know what will happen with it. It's the implications, you know, they have raised the very real prospect that without a K-12 funding bill, schools may not open on time or may not be able to stay open. You know, it's really become a dire situation here.
That's Angie Muse, the executive editor of the State Journal Register newspaper in Springfield, Illinois. Angie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.